Now, look at the situation. It goes like this. What do we fight for? What are all wars about? If they're not plain greed wars, and most modern wars aren't, because in a technological society, we have really solved the problem of poverty. Only we don't get on with it because other things compete for attention. But most modern wars are fought over political disagreements, which are pretty shallow. Ideological battles. What kind of government are we going to have? Capitalism called communism, or communism called capitalism? Or what have you? Those wars are fought out of fear. So we say, all right, we're going to blow those bastards to pieces because we, the only good Viet Cong is a dead Viet Cong. The only good Russian is a dead Russian. We're afraid of them. We don't want anything to do with them. We'd like to just get rid of them. Yeah, but if that is your motivation and this is your spirit, that you're frightened of the enemy, you're not going to be a good soldier. A good soldier is supposed to be courageous. See? You're not supposed to be afraid. So, all right, say, well, okay, we are not frightened of these people. We just think that they've been exploiting everybody else, and we are the knight on a white horse with a lance, and we're going to rescue everybody. Okay? In you go. And you stir up the same kind of problems, resentment. Everybody says to the knight on the white horse, gee, aren't you a stuffed shirt? You think you're holier than everybody else. You offend us by your righteousness. You're disgusting. You're not even human. And after all, you're a hypocrite. Because you may come on politically with this white horse, but you have all kinds of rackets back home and you know it. And nobody's impressed. Still, you're courageous, you've won all that courage, you're not afraid of death and all that. So, if you're not afraid of death and all that, the question comes up again. Why fight? What's the point? Who are you protecting? Are you going to teach your children to be afraid and say, I'll protect my children because they've been taught to be afraid? I'm the father, I've learned not to be afraid. Why didn't I teach my children not to be afraid? If I had, I wouldn't have had to defend them. Because they would have said, it's just an illusion, and we can dissolve out of this body and appear somewhere else. Because if that is what happens, and it's pretty obvious that it is, I mean, when I say you'll appear somewhere else, everybody who appears is you. Only you can only experience it one at a time. When you are reincarnated on the next round, you'll be everybody. But you, everybody only experiences themselves in the singular. But everybody's you. Everybody's I. That's our name. We all share that. So there's nothing to worry about in that sense. It'll all come back. Very surprising, too, because you won't remember what went before. And that's a pretty good arrangement. But if you know that in your heart of hearts, obviously the only strategy that is worth anything at all is not to chop everything up, but to love everybody. And see that in compassion, if people are frightened and they don't see through the thing the way you see through it, well, you say, I'm really very sorry for you that you are still captivated by the mirage you're in and are still afraid that if somebody knocks you dead, that that's a tragedy. It's just the end of a dream. And maybe you dream again in some other form, maybe you won't dream at all. But it doesn't, no sword, no bomb, no nothing can slay the real you. Only let me say here, you cannot use this as a belief, as if I were a mouthpiece of the gods and were vouchsafing to you a new truth. And you said, well, let's believe in it and regard all this phantasmagoria of the world as a an illusion and not be afraid of it when it threatens us with guns and prisons and teeth and monstrous things. That's not the way. Because that is a kind of fake courage, which is still a form of armor. And therefore, so long as there is armor, so long as there are defensive walls, they will provoke attack. Real courage is not an armor. It is not a character armor. Real courage is possible only through seeing, it's not possible through belief in the divine self, which we all share in common, as if that was something you could believe in. This is only to be discovered through not hanging on to anything, not having any armor, not having any beliefs, not having any kind of gimmick with which you try to hold the weaving smoke in position. You don't need it. If you really are the basis of the and ground of the world, you don't need a belief that that is so. You don't need any practice, any gimmick to hold on to that situation or acquire that situation, because all those gimmicks will lead you to doubt it. I didn't make enough progress today. Progress where? To what? Whither? Where are you going in such a hurry? So, it's a negative approach. Nothing to get. That's what I meant by saying Zen was a big hoax. It was just selling emptiness.